John Vandervalk is a detective with the Anchorage Police Department Special Victims Unit. He says Tony Earl Bullock Jr. allegedly targeted brunette women with similar features.
It appears generally what he targeted was thin-billed brunette females in the 18 to 35-year-old group. Two were native, one was a white female, but they all have similar features.
Vandervalk says Bullock has been in the Army for about 2.5 years and is stationed at Fort Richardson. The first alleged sexual assault occurred at approximately 4:20 a.m. on July 16th. The very next day, police say Bullock abducted another young woman around 6:30 p.m. on Bragaw Street. The victims in these two events completed composite drawings that were extremely similar. They were released to the public and multiple tips were received. July 20th was a turning point in the case, Vandervalk says. That's when a patrol officer noticed a person matching the description in the cases following a lone female on foot at around 3 a.m. in the Mountain View neighborhood. The officer identified him as Bullock.
That one was probably a sexual assault that was narrowly averted by sharp patrol officer who noticed him following a female in a suspicious manner in the middle of the night and took action and interrupted the event before it occurred.
That's when Bullock became a person of interest in the case. Then on August 11th, at approximately 4:30 a.m., a native female called 911 to report that a black male had just attempted to rape her.
In the last event that was only an attempt, the victim was able to retain her cell phone and immediately report to APD.
She provided a license plate number for the vehicle the suspect drove away in, and the vehicle was Bullock's. She was also able to positively ID him. He denied assaulting the woman, but admitted to meeting her on the streets of Mountain View. On Tuesday, APD served multiple search warrants for locations that Bullock used as residences, including his barracks room at Fort Richardson, and recovered more evidence. The APD partnered with the U.S. Army in their investigation. The suspect was apprehended, investigators emphasize, because of the bravery of the victims.
All three of those women immediately reported the events right after the event. This enabled the police to secure the crime scene and recover the critical evidence that is there.
Vandervalk says investigators believe there may be additional victims.
Four events that APD can be certain that he is involved with over about a 3.5-week period. That leads me to believe as an investigator that he may be involved in other events.
According to a spokesman for U.S. Army Alaska, Bullock had been a specialist assigned to the 2nd Engineer Brigade at Fort Richardson since March of 2012. His specialty, repairing small firearms. That was his first main duty assignment. He joined the Army in February 2011. The APD is asking anyone who may have been assaulted by Bullock to report it to police. Bullock was scheduled to be arraigned at the Anchorage jail Wednesday afternoon. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.